listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 886. And let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. And I don't know about you, but I am excited about it. First, today, under the sign category of the mark of the beast, according to the New York Post, Amazon is testing a new payment method that uses flesh and blood. The e-tailing giant's engineers are quietly testing scanners that can identify an individual human hand as a way to ring up a store purchase. And let me tell you, Christians, do not fall for it. The end of the world is upon us. With the goal of rolling them out at its Whole Foods supermarket chain in the coming months. Employees at Amazon's New York offices are serving as guinea pigs for the biometric technology, using it at a handful of vending machines to buy such items as sodas, chips, granola bars, and phone chargers. According to sources briefed on the plans, the high-tech sensors are different from fingerprint scanners found on devices like the iPhone and don't require users to physically touch their hands to the scanning surface. Instead, they use a computer vision and depth geometry to process and identify the shape and size of each hand they scan before charging a credit card on file. The system, codenamed Orville, will allow customers with Amazon Prime accounts to scan their hands at the store and link them to their credit card or debit card. May God help us all. Second, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel National News, the Al-Qassam Brigades, the so-called military wing of Hamas, reacted furiously on Sunday to the death of a terrorist who was a member of the squad that murdered Rabbi Itam and Nu'uma Hinkin in 2015. The terrorist Basim Saya died at the Asafhar Rafe Hospital in Zifrin. The terrorist had been suffering from a terminal illness while serving out his sentence for two counts of murder on multiple offenses. Hamas said in response that Sayer's blood would be a curse that would haunt the occupier in the West Bank and everywhere else in Palestine. The message of Sayer's blood, said the statement by the Al Qassam brigades is to continue the armed struggle in Judea and Samaria until the removal of the occupiers. Third, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Space Daily, Iran is set to detail its latest cut to commitments under a 2015 nuclear deal on Saturday. In response to U.S. sanctions and perceived inaction by other parties to save the accord, Iran and three European countries, Great Britain, France, and Germany, have been engaged in talks to reduce tensions and rescue the multi-party deal, which has been unraveling since the U.S. withdrew in May last year. But with no apparent agreement in sight, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani made good on a promise to take another step away from the deal between Iran and the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council powers, plus Germany. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran is ordered to immediately start whatever is needed in the field of research and development and abandon all the commitments that were in place regarding research and development, said Rouhani, without elaborating. Fourth, today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to the HEAL, homeless conditions in Los Angeles are so dire, diseases associated with the Middle Ages could soon reemerge. Dr. Mark Siegel of NYU Langone Health warns that infections thought to be stamped out by modern medicine could make a comeback in communities with poor medical access. About 95% of the U.S. population was thought to be naturally immune to leprosy, despite occasional cases. But Siegel argues that such diseases are reemerging in some parts of America, including Los Angeles County, that we haven't commonly seen since the Middle Ages. Siegel reports, naming typhus and leprosy specifically, it seems only a matter of time before leprosy could take hold among the homeless population in an area such as Los Angeles County. Siegel writes, citing the fact that 75% of the city's 60,000 homeless people lack temporary shelter, hygiene, and medical treatment, resulting in a perfect cauldron for a contagious disease. Leprosy, appearing among the homeless in L.A., is a sure recipe for instant public panic. Fifth, today, under the sign category of increased persecution of believers, according to PJ Media, the American Center for Law and Justice shared a new report compiled by the Bishop of Truro, the Right Reverend Philip Mountstephen. It states that violence and oppression against Christians are worsening as time goes by. Evidence shows not only the geographic spread of anti-Christian persecution, but also its increasing severity. The report states, in some regions, the level and nature of persecution is arguably coming close to meeting the international definition of genocide, according to that adopted by the UN. The evidence shows that Christianity is by far the most widely persecuted religion. This is extremely noteworthy because as many as one-third of the world's population is suffering persecution because of their religious beliefs. Of those, an estimated 80% are Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, the prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah 33:14-18, which reads, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually." Beloved, allow me to share with you some commentary on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by Tim LaHaye and Ed Heinsohn. Jeremiah next announces the reconfirmation of the Davidic covenant and the Levitical priesthood in relationship to three things. In Jeremiah 33:14, God promises he will fulfill the prophecies regarding Israel's future. He says, "Behold, the days are coming when I will fulfill the good word." That is, he will perform the promises made to both houses of Israel. He speaks of the Messiah's rule in relationship to all this in verses 15 and 16, and states the timing of this fulfillment in verse 15. "In those days and at that time," which is a reference to the Messianic kingdom, "at that time," he says, "I will cause a righteous branch of David to spring forth. There is coming a descendant of David who will be characterized by righteousness. He will execute justice and righteousness on the earth because he himself is righteous." As a result, in those days, in that prophetic future, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell safely, will dwell in safety. Notice that here the emphasis is on Judah and Jerusalem, whereas in the first two chapters of the book of Consolation, the emphasis was on Judah and Israel. Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell in safety. Jerusalem will be called the Lord is our righteousness, the same name given to the Messiah in Jeremiah 23:5-6. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast as well. Our second coming quote for today is from Arthur W. Pink. He said, "The first time Christ came to slay sin in men, the second time he will come to slay men in sin." Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for the blessed hope that still lives today. Help us, Lord, to keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen and amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today. to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.